The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Avrocha. We're continuing with Ma'ariv, the second bracha of Bakoshes for the general needs of Klal Yisrael and putting us back to the state that we should be in and we're lacking so much. Hashiva Sheftena Kvar Yishena V'Yotzena Kvar Tchilo is based on a pasuk in the beginning of Yeshayo. Hashiva Sheftena Kvar Yishena V'Yotzena Kvar Tchilo, the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that after the Golis that we're lacking the Shoftim and the Yoyatzim, they will come back. The Shoftim, today we'll say this pshat, based on the Vilna Goyin. The Shoftim are the Melochim, the kings. We know that Klal Yisrael was set up when he moved into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, we had kings. The Ikar Melucha was Malchus Beis David, which continued for a period of time. And eventually, by the Zman of the Chulban, that was the end of Malchus Beis David. Even after the Chulban, the descendants of Beis David were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. He had the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael, which lasted a period of time after the Chulban. And he had the Reish Galusa, which also was from the descendants of David and Melech. They were in Bovim. Yotzayach Kivatchila, according to this page, was saying Yotzayach is the ones that are in charge of the Halochis, which is the Bati Dinim. Should be back the way it was originally. The Ran says, there's a need for two different bodies that are taking care of the needs of Klal Yisrael. You have the kings and you have the Shoftim. The Shoftim, every mishpat they make, even though it's nogea to things that are beidonim lachaveru, monetary laws and marital laws, and people have dinei Torah, they come to the Beis HaDin. It's all based on the Torah Kedosha. The values and the moral values of Klal Yisrael, what's considered proper and improper, what's considered right and wrong in monetary issues and all these type of inonu chaveris issues was something dictated to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah HaKadosh. And this is such an important thing because when it's man-made, then what happens always is the negias of man come in and they destroy it. So many of the isms that we had in the past few hundred years, they come up because of man was suffering and they want to make life better. Communism has some seichel to it. Make equality, you shouldn't have the wealthy people taking control when caring for one another. I remember my wife's grandmother told us that they had a cleaning lady in Poland who was a communist. Then a lot of the younger Jews, unfortunately, got excited about the idea. And they paid them a little bit more. They paid this woman more than they paid the average cleaning lady. And she used to split the difference between herself and her friends. She was really living the ideal of equality in this fashion, that nobody has anything of their own. Shali shalchav shalchav shali, like the Mishnah says. That's communism. But it didn't work. It was a total failure because human nature is to be selfish. And therefore, the ones that were leading did not act as communists. They act as people that are taking everything for themselves. And they just push down the masses. Nobody that thought they were going to gain from it. And the people that were supposed to work properly, they became lazy because anyway they didn't have the HR to make money. It was a total failure. And all the different communism and socialism, all these other things, even capitalism, which the Western world idolizes. This is their God. This is what makes society succeed. Also, since it's based on man, and the man has his selfish drives, then it doesn't produce the right results. When it's good for the person, it's good for the people, good for the rulers, this becomes moral and acceptable, and if it's not good for them, it's not acceptable. And we see how the society is deteriorating so much, moral values don't exist. And everything, and every level, and everything a person wants to do makes a thing out of it and can get away with anything. We have the Torah Kedoshah that gives us Hashem, who created the world, and He created man with our Yetzirah. He gave us a very clear guidelines through the Torah Kedoshah. And it's not just a way to live as a human being, which is enough, but it's much more than that. The idea of the Mishpatim of the Torah is to be guided by the Ratzon Hashem. And if we live in every facet of our life by the Ratzon Hashem, not only when it comes to doing mitzvah, to be kavanah properly, when it comes to my monetary things, I'm very careful also. That's all the tzaddikim and klai, so I'm extremely careful about the money. He was old and it was hard for him to walk, and there was a shortcut in between two buildings that everybody used to use. And there was a halachic basis that it was permitted for them. He didn't want to rely on that. He made sure they asked permission from all the neighbors before he did little things. I'm not taking one penny if I'm not sure if it really it's mine or not mine. With all the HRs people have in business, the HR comes in and rationalize things. Between neighbors sometimes things come up. I have a right to do it, you don't have a right to do it. But that's it. The condition of a person is by the fact that we subjugate ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu and everything. Chazanish, Siyadua, that he said, somebody said that he got a new son-in-law. He's a big Talmud Chochem and a Yir Shamayim. So they say, the Chazanish said, Talmud Chochem was Talmud, you check that by his Rosh Hashiva, he knows how to learn very well. Yir Shamayim, he can't know by Yeshiva Bochot till he has an awareness of money, how he deals with these things. And that's what Hashem gave us. Everything is in the Torah, exactly how to do in the way that Hashem wants, so that we will bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so He should be able to be Mashvi Shechina Panos. That is the concept of the Batei Dinim. That's the Shtadlus. We have a Din Torah and we can't resolve it ourselves. To go to the Beis Din, they tell us the Dvar Hashem. And once you get to the Dvar Hashem, there's no winners and there's no losers. Everybody's a winner because they're doing the Dvar Hashem. Together with that, there's a second body that the Klal Yisrael needs. If we're living together in Israel, we need a lot of just basic physical needs. You need an army, you need a sanitation department, police department, all these things to make sure that the needs of the society are being taken care of, the physical needs of
Kol Halashon
society. That's the Malchus. That's the king is set up to make sure he knows exactly what every person needs and every type of person needs, every community needs, and he does what he can to make sure that they have their needs. That's a real melech. A melech is not one who's taking power for himself, but he's somebody who is empowering his malchus. He's giving them the power. He's taking care of them. That's why the Kazari says that every member of Klal Yisrael should look at himself like he's a king. He's a melech. Because that's what I am. I am somebody that has the ability to start with myself, give myself what I need, make sure I have what I need, my physical needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs, not neglect any part of myself, do them the right way. And then afterwards, be a melech around my family, and if it be broader, always caring for the needs of others. That's the focus of Klal Yisrael. That's the way the king needed the Torah on his arm every day, to remain focused. I'm not about myself, I'm about Klal Yisrael. So this is the way Eretz Yisrael, with the entire nation of Klal Yisrael, is supposed to look. There's such a beautiful system, flawless system, and it's not when the decision is made, we know we could feel rest assured that it's made with the right cheshbonos. Today we see government decisions. We're never sure why they're deciding this way. Suddenly, even with the present situation with the machla, they become stringent there and they become lenient there, and you're not even sure what the combination of cheshbonos are making. Come around, we see it with our own eyes sometimes. The financial cheshbonos override the health issues, which I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but there's That's the thing. It's a shikul das. And when we rely on people that, who knows, I wouldn't trust them for anything. Then it comes social needs, the tremendous importance of having bars open and these type of things, and lack of importance of having Batei Knesset open. This is the world we're living in, a world that doesn't have the values. But we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the world we're living in. Like we said before, it's a world of so much confusion, and it starts from it starts from above. We don't have that clarity. We don't have that one king that is really, we can rely on to care for our needs. We don't have one united based in that also we can all go to, and we know that they're 100% reliable. I'm talking about, not even talking about Batei Dinim, I'm talking about the fact that most of Kasha doesn't bother going to Batei Dinim. Everyone does what they want. Or go Chas Hashem to secular courts. So, Hosam Imenu Yogam Vanochem, this is a way to relieve ourselves, remove ourselves from the sorrow and the hard, the painful feelings that we have, because all these feelings of Yogam Vanochem, of hard feelings, is because things are not controlled in a way that we feel comfortable, that we feel rest assured that things are being done for our benefit. Very often we think that we're being neglected, or things that are important are being neglected. That gives a feeling of Yogam Vanochem. When you feel that I know I can 100% rely on the leadership that is taking care of like we said, all my physical needs and my spiritual needs, then I have a peace of mind. That is idea bitochen. If I know that everything is being done right, then I feel comfortable. I don't have to worry. Even if sometimes I could go to the bed and I get a psak that I thought I would not get, but I feel comfortable because I know it's reliable. Body. And Baruch Hashem, even as Marizel, we have reliable, but he didn't. I'm just saying, we're talking about what we're looking for, that all Klal Yisrael should be united by this thing, and with this clear system of like we're saying, of Batei Dinim and the Malchus. Yeah, there's another pshat of Yitzayach that's going on the Nevi'im that we used to have, that would clarify for us what our pitfalls are, what our downfalls are, what our chesreinus are, and what our milas are, and help us direct ourselves on the way to Hashem. That's another point that we're lacking now. There's so many people not sure what they should be doing, they shouldn't be doing. But the classic state of Klal Yisrael is everything is in front of us. We have it. We have the systems set up, judicial system, social system, everything set up perfectly the way it should be, the way Hashem wants it to. And I feel that my physical needs are cared for, and I can focus on my spiritual aspirations and growth, and I have clarity what I should be doing, what I shouldn't do. And that's what we need. The power that should be moilach, rule over us, is you, Hashem. Kamavan Hashem is melech olam. We say that in every bracha, he's a melech olam. But Lamaisa, he set up the world now, that the power is in the hands of people that are not really representing, or not at all representing Hashem, or going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that causes so much sorrow, because we're not being ruled by those that are guided by the emes of the world, emes of our needs, emes of anything. That's what we're spout for. We have to feel these things, how beautiful our lives in the world will be, how much more peaceful will be, how much tranquil will be, and how much more elevated we'll be in Avayis Hashem, if the whole society will be set up from the top down in this fashion, and we see the Malchus Hashem, Levadcha, what's the Malchus of Hashem? It's not that Melech that is always full of anger, Chas V'Sholom. The Chesed of the Rachamim, that's the Malchus of Hashem. In the secular world, the concept of Melech is considered, especially in the Western world, has a negative connotation. It's this tyrant that takes power and takes everything for himself, subdues the nation, pushes them down. That's not the translation of Melech. Like we said before, Melech is the one who cares and unites everybody together. We want to be all united under the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have that comfortable feeling, peace of mind, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his shluchim in this world that are taking care of us. And therefore, there's no need for your... Nos Yogan Vanocha, that's what it says. Lots of lovely, the Yogan Vanocha is going to disappear. Because there won't be such feelings. We'll feel so comfortable and so sure of the fact that we're in such a reliable situation, Sadkeinu b'mishpat kamavan, mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should also be zakai in front of Him. We should be worthy of all of this. So now we're at, once again, at the end of the day, davening Ma'ariv, and starting making those bakoshes for the world to come back to the way it should be. The first bakosha was to Kabbal Shefa Godel. We should be redeemed to Cheiris Olam, to the free Cheiris, not under the bondage of today's values. And the second bracha of not being under today's leadership or lack of leadership in the entire world. We want the leadership, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his representatives, the Malchus, his David Mashiach Sidkenu, and the Sanhedrin, she is Chadish Bimheir V'Yemenu, and we'll see Mitz Hashem, the Chesed of Arachamim, the Nos Yogan V'Anocha, we'll only have Simcha and Kol Tuv, Shanizka Bimheir V'Yemenu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.